Hi, my name is Reuben Porter. I'm the lead pastor here at Crossroads Church, and it's great to have you on our podcast today. We hope this message encourages you, builds you up in your faith, and ultimately brings you closer to Jesus. Enjoy.
Hey church, thanks for taking a moment today to join us amongst the busy holiday happenings. My prayer is that today would be a blessing to you as we wrap up this year together. And as we look back on 2024, we have a lot to celebrate at Crossroads. This year, you know, we considered the question, what's your next step? And man, the steps that people have taken have been absolutely incredible. And what's really cool about the steps that people have taken and the conversations I've had is people have often said things like, you know, I think it's time for me to be baptized, or I'd like to serve in this area, or I'd like to lead that, or here are some of the things that I've been doing at home on my own. And when I have those conversations with people, they're often followed up with the statement of, I just think that's my next step. And that's been super, super cool to hear. And so throughout the year, we have put up the challenge to take a step, and you embraced it. You took up that call. And so I think that is something to celebrate, because it's been truly inspiring to witness throughout this year. And to keep that momentum going throughout the year, we made sure to highlight opportunities for growth in all of our teaching, whether that be the first steps that we take as followers of Jesus, or embracing our spiritual gifts, or stepping into forgiveness, or sharing the good news of Jesus, or even just embracing all the different things that James challenged us to embrace as we made our way through the book of James. We have explored a lot of different ways to take a step this year. And hopefully that has been helpful. But here's something important to remember. Though we have focused a lot on taking action this year, our faith isn't just about doing more. It's not about checking off boxes or thinking that the more we do, the closer we get to God. Yes, we want to live and love like Jesus, and yes, we are building his kingdom, but we don't do these things to earn anything or prove our worth. We do them in response to God's love for us, rather than to earn his love. And so on this last Sunday of the year, rather than giving you another thing to do, I simply want to give you the opportunity to sit and soak in the love and grace of God. And to encourage you that if over the last few days you've just been taking it easy, enjoying time with family and eating delicious food, that's great. That's awesome. There's really nothing more you could have done or be doing that would have made God love you more than he loves you right now in this moment. I think a sign of a healthy relationship with God is not only what we do for God, but also the things we enjoy when we're not doing a whole lot when we're with God. That it's equally important to enjoy the moments when we're simply just being with him without any agenda. A sign of a vibrant faith is not only how we serve and take steps in our spiritual lives, but also how we find joy in just being present with God. It's about savoring the everyday moments and appreciating his presence in all little things. For example, I think it's fantastic if you've been building a relationship with a neighbor to share the love of Jesus with them, or if you are serving in a ministry. Those things are great. But also, it's great that you're just sitting around the table laughing with friends, and it's valuable that you're out in the sunshine enjoying your garden or taking trips to the beach. Those things are also important. Don't feel like that they're a waste of time, because they're not. And now is the perfect time of year for many to make the most of those sorts of moments. The writer of Ecclesiastes says this in chapter 8. So I recommend having fun, because there is nothing better for people in this world than to eat, drink, and enjoy life. That way, they will experience some happiness along with all the hard work God gives them under the sun. In my search for wisdom and in my observation of people's burdens here on earth, I discovered that there is ceaseless activity day and night. I realized that no one can ever discover everything God is doing under the sun. Not even the wisest people discover everything, no matter what they claim. You know, when it comes to life here on earth and being followers of Jesus, there will always be more to do. There will always be more to learn, ways to grow. And so it's important that we also allow ourselves to slow down and enjoy the lives that we've got and enjoy the time that we've got. It doesn't mean we become complacent and say, well, I'll never be able to do it all, so there's no point in even getting started. No, we work hard. We do still work, but it's not expected that we should be working every waking moment of our life. The author of Ecclesiastes also says this in chapter 12, but my child, let me give you some further advice. Be careful, for writing books is endless and much study wears you out. You know, I think there's a trend in our culture today to treat ourselves like efficient machines that need to be as productive as possible. We've got apps to track our exercise, apps to track our sleep, apps to track our calorie intake, books on how to work as efficiently as possible, like when is your peak concentration hours through the day. There are podcasts on 10 ways to be an effective leader, and every other reel on social media is a life hack or how to get ripped abs in 21 days or something like that. And none of those things are necessarily bad things. I personally utilize many of those tools. But we aren't built to be able to be and sustain all of those things all of the time. You're not a machine in a factory trying to squeeze out as many products as possible. You're made in the image of God, who on the seventh day of creation rested and then set the expectation that we are to do the same. So if we don't rest, if we don't give ourselves grace, if we don't give ourselves time to enjoy the simple things around us, then we're pushing against what we were designed to do, how we were designed to live, and that's just not sustainable. For example, I don't own a manual car, but I love the thrill of driving one whenever I get the chance. It's just something about shifting gears yourself that makes driving feel different, more exhilarating, like you're truly in control of the experience. And I have a fond memory of when I got to borrow my brother-in-law's car to go away on my honeymoon. It was about a 12-hour drive, but it was so much more enjoyable doing it in the manual, you know, getting to downshift to pass other cars and that sort of thing. You know, the only hassle really for the trip was when we got stuck in crawling traffic for about 2 hours. But other than that, it was a ton of fun, right? It's a way more enjoyable drive when you've got to make a lengthy trip like that. But picture this. Let's say I actually owned a manual car, and one day I decide, you know what? I'm kind of tired of having to shift gear. Enough, you know, with all this back and forth, especially in stop and go traffic. And so from this day on, I'm going to leave it in first gear, no matter what speed I'm going. What do you think is going to happen to the car? Boom, I'm going to blow the engine, right? The car wasn't designed to stay in first gear. It's made to shift, to adapt to different speeds. If I refuse to use all the gears, I'm basically forcing the car to work in a way it was never meant to. And if we treat ourselves as efficiency machines that just go on and on and on nonstop all the time, what's going to happen to us? We're going to burn out, right? Because that's not how we were designed to live. Jesus tells us in Mark 2 that the Sabbath, which was the weekly day of rest, was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. God recognizes our need to rest. He designed us to need rest, and He gifted weekly time to us to rest. And we're going to explore this topic a little bit more in our upcoming summer series. But you aren't a machine. You're not a machine. You are made in God's image to enjoy being with Him and to enjoy the life He has blessed us with. Yes, there are opportunities to grow, learn, and do things for His kingdom, but not at the expense of rest and enjoying the life that we've been given. And I think in our culture of productivity, there's a danger of treating our relationship with God in that same kind of way. That if we just wake up an hour earlier, then we'll have all this time to pray and read. But even then, that's probably not enough. So we better add a YouVersion Bible plan to read at the end of each night. And we better make sure that we get the verse of the day sent to us so we can memorize that. But maybe also we feel like our connect group isn't spending enough time in scripture. So we better start going through a book of the Bible. And Everybody needs to read that chapter before they come. And man, you know, actually also, I should have been able to conquer this temptation I've been struggling with by now. So maybe I need to meet with my mentor more often so we can sort this once and for all. But also, how am I going to fit serving in amongst all of that? Does that sound familiar? I think, you know, it has often sounded familiar for me. And I think each of those things I listed are good things in their own right. You know, and we promote doing a lot of those things, and they all help us grow closer to God. But when we try to cram every single thing, every day, with all the best intentions, we might start to feel more like we're just ticking boxes. Our relationship with God becomes more like an intense productivity checklist rather than a meaningful journey. And so I think sometimes focusing on just doing a few things well can help us better experience God's presence rather than feeling like we're constantly scrambling to try and keep up. Recently, I read a book called Practicing the Presence, which is a collection of letters and conversations of a monk named Brother Lawrence who lived in France in the 1600s. And it's a really short book. You can find it on Kindle, Audible, Spotify, or physical copy. And in it, Brother Lawrence describes how he developed a practice of always being aware of God in every moment. That at the monastery where he served, they had these scheduled prayer times throughout the day where they were meant to go have intentional prayer, but he didn't really feel like he needed to go to them because he had already been spending quality time with God through his regular responsibilities like caring for the kitchen or mending shoes. And I personally found this book to be quite impactful because I personally had been struggling with trying to fit everything in that I felt like I should. I wanted to be doing my own personal Bible reading each day, but I also wanted to be doing a Bible plan with my wife Tamara so we could discuss the Bible together and pray together more. I wanted to have more time to pray myself, but I already get up pretty early and I felt like getting up even earlier would be unhelpful in other ways. I wanted to be able to jump into reading plans with other people that I'm walking alongside to encourage them. I wanted to spend more time listening to worship music, but also learn more about following Jesus and leading others through podcasts without it being at the expense of time with my family. And I also thought it might be good to try journaling and writing my prayers and revelations down again like I had in the past and had found to be so helpful. But I can't do all those things. It even feels exhausting just listing them all for you. And even if I figured out a way to squeeze them all in, it wouldn't be sustainable. And I don't actually think I would even really be enjoying them because I'd just be doing them because I feel like I should. And so reading this book, Practicing the Presence, really helped me chill out about those things. And I've been at so much more peace about my routine with God since I've been trying to put in some of those things into practice. And so at the moment, in the morning, me and Tamara wake up and we listen to the daily 5 to 10 minute reflection on the Lectio 365 app. And sometimes while we're listening, we accidentally fall back asleep. And, that's fine. We then spend a bit of time praying together for the day, but some nights our son Cohen climbs into our bed and so we don't get that time to pray. And that's been okay too. I then try to have some time reading the Bible by myself while I'm having my breakfast. But if my boys are having breakfast at the same time, then I often just close it and we spend that time together. And then I try reading some more later on, but sometimes I don't. And I try to pray for my boys when I drop them to school in kindy, but often it's just simply, God, I just pray that you would be with them today. Amen. And then some drives to work, I keep the radio off and I pray, but sometimes I listen to an absolute banger that a friend sent to me on Messenger. And most nights, me and the boys, we read a Bible story together and we pray together, but sometimes we get home late and it's straight to bed and just a quick prayer from me. And it might sound like I'm still doing a lot of things and you might be thinking, you know, has anything actually changed? But you see, before, I felt like I had to do all of those things and I felt stressed when I didn't. But now, I do them as often as I can, and I'm not worried when I don't, because I love God, and He loves me, and I know that I'm going to get plenty of opportunity to spend each and every little moment with Him throughout the day. I'm learning to enjoy His company in all things. And a couple of months ago, I had this moment where I realized that this was starting to click for me, like I had hoped it would. You see, my boys are 6 and 4, and at those ages, they can often say some real funny off-the-wall things, especially at bedtime. And so one night, we were putting my boys to bed, and my oldest said something really random. And I don't remember exactly what it was that he said, but I just remember us laughing together. And as we were laughing, I prayed, without even thinking about it, God, thank you for this moment. Thank you for this moment together. And after that prayer spontaneously left my thoughts, I had this realization that this was it. This is it. This was a glimpse into what it looks like to genuinely enjoy the presence of God. That in a moment of silly laughter, I would know that God is right there with us, enjoying the moment with us. And man, that was a really special moment for me that night. And if that next morning I got to spend some time reading the Bible, awesome. But if I didn't, that would be okay, because I'd have the rest of the day to enjoy moments with God. Now, my ability to do these things comes and goes. You know, it's still pretty fresh and I'm still trying to grow in it. You know, that moment I had where I was putting the boys to bed isn't every moment like I would love it to be. But I feel the most free that I ever have to enjoy my relationship with God. Psalm 127 says this: unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders is wasted. Unless the Lord protects a city, guarding it with sentries will do no good. It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat. For God gives rest to his ones that he loves. You know, up until recently, I was doing a lot of things for God and trying to tick a lot of boxes to spend time with him. But because they were tick box things, was I really spending time with him? Or was I just building a house without him? That's sort of what it felt like. Now, because God is gracious, he still showed up in many ways, despite my unhelpful routine, but now I'm enjoying my time with him far more than I ever did before. And so, you know, now would be the point in a message where I would normally talk about some of the steps that we could take from here. But I feel like if I was to do that today, it would be counterproductive with the points that I'm trying to make. Because I don't really want you to do anything other than just enjoy including God in your everyday moments. To enjoy your break, to enjoy your time with family, to enjoy a holiday or staycation or work around the yard or whatever it is you end up doing, and just know that God is there in it and you can enjoy his presence with it. Maybe, you know, as your mind wanders, you could think and you start to think about life or what's going on in the world or what could be. You just bring God into the conversation and you ask him what he thinks about it. Or maybe as you watch fireworks and welcome in the new year, you just thank God for the year that's been and you feel his closeness to you in that moment. Or if you want some summer reading, you could read Practicing the Presence. And so if you really want to do something and you feel like you need to, you can. But I think the most valuable thing you can do is just enjoy the time that you have and enjoy it with God. 2025 will bring about all sorts of opportunities. And we look forward to what God has in store for us as a church. And there will be work to do. And we look forward to doing that work together with you. But for now, as we take a break, maybe not from everything, but from some things, and we have the opportunity to slow down or to rest, let's make the most of that. Let's just soak it in. Enjoy some time with God so that we might make a healthy habit of that in the year that is to come. That you would know today that there is nothing more that you could do right now in this moment that would make God love you any more than he already does. If you're a follower of Jesus, he is with you right now in this moment. So enjoy this moment with him. Or if you're finding yourself in a difficult place, cling to him as you face it, because he loves you and he always will. And you know, I just would really love to wrap up our time together praying that over us this morning. So let's pray. Father, we are so grateful for your love. And we're so grateful that you invite us to be a part of your kingdom. You invite us to be a part of the incredible work that you're doing. And we're so grateful for all the ways we got to do that this past year. But we're also so grateful that your love for us isn't dependent on that. That you just love relationship with us. And that's what you call us into, God. And so I pray that we wouldn't put too much pressure on ourselves to be constantly having to do things for you, that we would go where you call us to go and we would go where you lead us, God, but also we wouldn't put our self-worth into that or the value of our relationship into that, that we would also just be able to enjoy being with you, enjoy your presence and just spend some quality time with you in everyday life as well. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would help us to see you in just the little moments of life, in the everyday moments that we go through, God, and just know that you are there with us, Lord, and that if we are getting to slow down right now at this time of year, that we would take this opportunity to really just notice you in those and include you in those everyday moments. And Lord, we're excited for what is ahead in 2025. We know there's going to be some more great opportunities. There's going to be some more great things to do and other ways to step into your kingdom. But we're grateful that whatever that looks like, no matter what that looks like, you love us. You love us and you want to be with us. And so we thank you for that, Lord. So Lord, we pray that you would help us to rest, that you would help us to just enjoy your company, that you would help us to view our relationship with you in a healthy way and not put a bunch of strings attached to what that's supposed to look like. Thank you, Lord, for this time that we've had together today. Thank you for your word and the ways that it encourages us and challenges us and helps us to live a healthy life with you. We're so grateful for that. I want to pray a blessing over everybody who's with us today, Lord, and just for the time that they have until we gather together again as a church. And I pray these things in your name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Church podcast. If you'd like any more information on our church, how to give, or after this message you'd like to talk to someone, you can find everything you'll need to know on our website, crossroads.co.nz. Make sure you subscribe to this channel to keep up to date with new content, but thanks again, and we'll catch you soon.